Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining here and also online on the last Sunday of this year. Thanks be to God for that we are here today to worship together and also online. God has given us more time, some more time in this world. So let us be thankful for that. And today we will make it as a special Sunday to reflect on our lives and see how God has been good to us, even through the good, the bad, and the ugly. His presence was with us throughout the year. So this is a time of the year that we go back and reflect all the things that God has done in our lives and be thankful for that. And also, we end the Advent season as of last Sunday after Christmas. So the Christian year starts with Advent and ends in November with the Christ King, the Sunday, and then we start Advent again in December. So that's how the Christian calendar goes. So we are in the Advent season, end of Advent season, and next Sunday we will celebrate Epiphany. If you remember that word is the season that we celebrate the visit of the Magi. Epiphany means revelation, something you actually discovered. And the Epiphany is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Jesus Christ was the Messiah expected by the Jewish people, but they still don't believe that kingdom of heaven belongs to the Gentiles. But Jesus Christ came so that anyone who believes, we are all part of the kingdom of God and children of God. So that next Sunday is very important in that it is the celebration of the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. We celebrate that by remembering the visit of the Magi from the East, from other cultures who came and visited Jesus Christ and worshipped him. So it is the whole world that God sent his Son for salvation. And we'll start the Epiphany season after that, and then until the Lent season starts somewhere along end of February or March. So that's how the season goes. And today is the close of the year that we celebrate as the Reflection Sunday, Thanksgiving Sunday you can call it. And also these couple of days before the new year, I would invite you all to take some time in your life, daily life. Take a few moments to reflect on the past year. If you want to write some down, that would be great, through the things that you have gone through, good and bad, everything, and then see how God took you through that. It would be amazing. I do that on a yearly basis every year. And you will be surprised how many things we miss unless you sit down and think about it. You know, go month by month, like January, last January, what happened? How many doctor's visits? Or how many children's visits? Or how many birthdays, or things like that. I mean, God is with us through the good and the bad and the ugly. That's God's presence. So let us look at that and thank God for the gift of life that God has given us. Today, as you can see the choir, we are missing some key people, so you're all welcome to come here if you want to join us. This one, this one beautiful opportunity that you don't want to miss. Right, so you can come up and help us out if you want to, but we'll try our best. And Wayne is working with us patiently, so thanks. Let us be thankful for that. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin, and the Advent season, we asked for your help in helping some of the families in our community, and you're all stepped up and contributed generously, and we were able to support two families and buy gifts for all those children that we wanted to give gifts, and they're all happy now. And also there's one more family that came up that needed some support because she lost her job and was struggling, a single parent. One of our church members brought that up, so we were able to help that family also from our general fund. If you still want to contribute, you are welcome to contribute if you are able. And the food bank ministry continues. The books are still available, and our third Thursday luncheon will be in January. That's the 15th of January on Thursday at Golden Corral for a time of lunch and fellowship. Next Sunday, January 4th, will be the first Sunday we will have Holy Communion. And I invited Reverend Tim Owens to come and give us the New Year message. So that will be a blessing for us. So he will be here preaching to us next Sunday, and we'll have Holy Communion with a combined service with communion service with the Hispanic folks. The Epiphany Sunday is the Sunday after that, January 11th. Check on that. Let me double check. Actually, it is a mistake there. It's actually next Sunday is the Epiphany. That's what I thought. I made it. It says January 11th there, but it's also January 4th, where we will have the first Sunday of the year and also the Epiphany Sunday next Sunday. And the following Sundays, we have some markers there that I marked out that we'll be going through on various Sundays until Lent. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. We accept donations on our website, so please check out that and use the various ways you can donate electronically as well. Several of our families are traveling, so please keep them in our prayers also. Okay, those are the announcements that I have. If no one else has any other announcements. We will continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 249. We will sing verses 1 and 4. First and the last one. If you are able, please stand. There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer, and her faith is cry. And the star reigns this far by the beautiful sea, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles. We rejoice in the light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throne. I reach out to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet His cradle, our Savior and King. Please be seated. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather here in your name and also online to worship you. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us in our lives, the gift of life, family and friends and church and many other things that come along with our lives are all your gifts, O God, and we thank you for that. Especially as we come to the close of this year, we thank you that you have been with us through the days of this past year. We thank you that you are constantly with us. You have comforted our hearts. You have heard our prayers. You have been our help in many, many, many ways. Forgive us, O God, for our sins, and we acknowledge our shortcomings and our unfaithfulness during this past year. And we know that you will go with us in the new year, even though none of us knows what is ahead of us. But we thank you that every moment of that year is in your hands. And we trust in you, and we know that you will be with your people. Help us, Lord, always to trust in your mighty hands with all the things that we need in our lives. That you have been faithful in the past, you are faithful in the today, and you will be faithful in the future. We thank you for this time that you have given us to gather together in your name today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Help us, Lord, to look up and magnify your name and glorify your name in our midst today. Thank you for your presence here today, Lord. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs and our desires of our hearts. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
Good morning. Good morning.
Our conversation is about all social security.
Okay, our congregation choice today is really, I chose it because Jack used to sing this every year. Many times before Sunday school, the piano was over there then, his mother would play it and he would sing it before Sunday school, and we always sang it in church at least one time during Christmas. So, the choir had a rough time with it today. I think the only two people who know it will be Linda and Jean. So what they decided to do is sing the verse, and I would play the chorus because they couldn't get together on the chorus. So if you know the chorus, sing it. It's page 26 in the Red Book. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
I just said,
all right, ready?
Okay, are you ready?
Not yet.
Star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine.
Thank you.
beautiful star of night. One of the stanzas.
Well,
yeah, it's
we tried.
We
did it for Jack, Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's still listening.
He's all confused.
We did two. Is this what we're doing next?
No, we're done.
No, we don't.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
She breathed a sigh of relief and said, "We're done."
We will do the responsive reading now, which is Psalm 103. It's a blessing psalm that looks at God's faithfulness. We will do that responsively, verse by verse. If you are able, please stand, and you can follow that on the screen or in the book at page 824. If you are able, please stand. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and is a righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of blessings and thank God for the blessings, and also we lift up our prayers of concerns and burdens and we share them with each other here and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time and will. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed there. Some of those highlighted, special prayers for those who are struggling with health issues. And Yolanda is here today, and she had a hard time the last couple of weeks. And we continue to pray for you, Holy, that God will be with you during this time. It may not be easy, but God is there with you.
I know.
And also pray for Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Tahira Begum, Yolanda Tong, and as I told you, Pam, Lisa's mom, Melissa Pilcher with her family issues, and Gene Barrington recovering from his surgery. And he sent me an email saying that his improvement is wonderful. Mm-hmm. He can do pretty much everything except he didn't try climbing the steps yet. Oh. So he wanted to wait a little bit before. before he does that. So thanks be to God for that wonderful recovery that he's doing. And continue to pray for our regular prayer items. Jean McPrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basor, Carol Clemens, Jerry Raines, these people that need your continued prayers for their healing and health. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, many others who serve us behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for them and also pray for them and their families. Let's pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. Pray for the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Pray for world peace. As you know, that many Christians are being persecuted in many parts of the world. A lot of times it doesn't come up on the news. Last week, I don't know if you watched the news, that there was military action in Nigeria, that they were been killing people daily because of their faith. They go homes by homes, they go and capture men particularly and kill them because they're Christians. It's happening silently before our eyes in this world, and we need to pray for those people who are persecuted for their faith. Pray for our church, that God has given one more year to be here in this community. As we look forward to the new year, that God will be with us, and he will be with us, and that give us the faithfulness to do his work in this community that he has given us to do, to help others, to bless others with the resources that we can have or we can do. Pray for all the churches around coming, all the leaders and ministers and pastors who work for spreading the love of Christ here. Pray for world church at large, that God will bless the leaders of the world church also, that they will be faithful in their responsibilities to serve others. Those are the announcement, and those are the prayer requests that I have. Anyone have any special prayer request to call out? Towards the end of the sermon, we'll have a time of dedication prayer because it's the end of the year Sunday. So during that time, I'll have a closing prayer, during which time, if you want to come and kneel at the altar, please take a moment to do that, and you can silently pray or reflect on what God has done. We'll take a few moments for that at the end of the sermon before we go to the closing hymn. So please do that if you want to. If there are no other calls for prayers, let us go to God in prayer silently first, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather here, to worship together and also online for this time, to reflect this last Sunday of the year that you have given us, one more year that you have taken us through. Teach us to number our days, O God, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith and not by trust, not by sight, trusting that the one who has brought us this far will lead us safely forward. Every joy, every sorrow, every victory, every good news and every bad news that we had passed through this past year, we offer back to you, O God. It is only because of your mercies that we are here, not because of our merits. We thank you for your faithfulness even when we have been unfaithful, O God. Thank you for the gift of life with all the many blessings. Thank you for covering us with your protection and care every day, every moment of our lives. We thank you for everything that you give us, and you guide us every day. O God, you are the source of all good things, and you desire only good things for us. We come before you for our needs and our brokenness and our burdens. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, sometimes when we go through times of difficulties, we become lonely, O God. But you are the one who are our friend. When we go through sorrows and griefs, you give us comfort and peace that the world cannot give. Help us, O God, to face the troubles and difficulties of our lives with faith in a God who is more powerful than any problems that we can face. Grant healing to our bodies, O God, especially the ones that we have been praying for. Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Tahira Begum, Yolanda, Pam, Jean Barrington, and many others who have looked up to you. Bless them, O God, with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives. We also pray for Jean McPrayer and Grace Ains and Harry Basur and Carol and Jerry Rains. Bless them with your continued help with their body's healing. Strengthen them in their body and comfort them with your presence. We also pray for Melissa as she's struggling with some personal and family issues. Bless her with your grace every day. Open the right doors for her, Lord, of her blessings. We pray for Jean Barrington as he's recovering. Thank you for the wonderful recovery that you have been given. He has been given. Bless him with your peace and bless his family with his peace during this recovery time. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services and we pray for them and for their families. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. Will fear God and will be given God's wisdom to do the right things and to make the right decisions. We pray for world leaders that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace and unity in this world. Especially we pray for those persecuted Christians around the world. In many places, people are being killed for their faith. We pray that your special hands be on them, O God, that they will be strengthened, the power of the Holy Spirit. That they will testify to the love of God regardless of their circumstances. Help us always to have the burden for them that we can pray every day for them, O God. We pray for our church here that you have given us this opportunity here to be your witness in this community. Help us to be faithful in using all the opportunities to share your love to this community. Pray for all the churches around here. Bless us together, O Lord, that as we work together to continue to do the work of the kingdom. Pray for the pastors, the missionaries, and ministries around the world also. Pray that your will be done in everything that we do, that your kingdom will come here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for your presence in our midst here today, Lord. Bless each and every one of us according to your will, your grace. Above all, we pray for peace in our hearts, Lord, and strengthen us as we go from this place. So that we can have a new, dedicated and rededicated, faithful life for the new year. Thank you for bringing us close to this one more year in our life. Bless us today, Lord, with your power of the word, so that we will be empowered by the power of your word and the Holy Spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory. Stand for the Lord's Song. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Amen. Let us pray. Every perfect and good gift comes from the Father of heavenly lights from above, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us, Lord, and we bring a portion of what you have given us back to you for the work of your kingdom. Bless this offertory, Lord, so that we can use this offertory to bless others. We pray, thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Bless all of them with your grace, O God. Help us, Lord, to continue to do your work faithfully here in this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. If you want to follow that, it's up on the screen also. First Samuel 7:7-12. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience it in our lives, life and spirit, so that we can be a source of life and spirit to this world. Open our hearts so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience, O God. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. One more Christmas has passed us, but God's love continues to be with us. And His faithfulness goes on. Seasons change, times change. As we come to the close of this year, we are standing at a holy moment during these few days of the year. We stop and remember and reflect on many things that have passed us this past year. We read in this passage that Samuel was the prophet of Israel at the time when the Philistines attacked them, and they were under panic. They didn't know what to do. The one thing about the people of Israel, they are very smart people at that time, but they don't know how to fight. They were not trained for that, and they are not into that kind of stuff. They were not. Even now, if you know Israel's story of military power, they are very advanced in their technology. That's how they win the wars. And I haven't seen a war in the recent history that Israel fought and failed. But during that time, people were not into wars, and they tried to avoid wars, and they didn't want wars because they know they cannot fight the Philistines. Philistines are big people. The Goliath was one of them. So they didn't want to get involved in fights. So they cry out to God every time they get attacked. And the main person, like a priest, or at that time was the prophet. The prophet was the leader. They didn't have a king. The prophet was the leader and the priest and everything for them. And Samuel was the anointed prophet at that time, the leader. So they cried out to him that Philistines are coming after us. They're surrounding us. What do we do? So he called out to God. And then we read that in verse 10. They cried out to God, and Samuel made a sacrifice. And that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they ran away from the border. So they had a big thunder and something happened, and they thought that the Israel army was going to attack them, even though they were not. The Lord's thunder and lightning and all the things that happened in the nature scared them, their enemies, and they ran away. And Israel won the war just through their prayer. And on that day, Samuel made a sacrifice there. Sacrifice is basically the type of worship that they did. So they worshipped God there. And then he took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. That's where the battle was supposed to happen. And he named it, that stone, Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Ebenezer is a Hebrew word that saying stone of help. Eben means stone, and Ezer means help. Ebenezer means stone of help. Every time I see a rock or a stone, this story comes to my mind. So last week I got a little stone. I don't know where it came from. We opened one of our Christmas boxes, and that stone was in there. Maybe I put it there years ago, I don't know. So I took it out and said, "Well, this is a great Ebenezer." When we look at the Christmas boxes, right? You can. So I wrote the verse there and placed it on my table this week. So every time you see a good rock, pick it up and write Ebenezer, stone of help. Across the world, people have used memorials and stones as pillars of memories. And we know we have the War Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, many, many memorial structures in many parts of our country and around the world. And stones were used in the ancient times to mark these kind of major events, like we do with our structures that we build. Some of these stones are still living stones. They are still existing in many parts of the world among the ruins. When we went to Egypt and Rome, we saw a bunch of these memorial stones there with various things written on it. Some of them honor the military leaders, some of them honor the kings. So these are visible markers or major moments of people in history. It happened with Israel a lot. When they crossed over the Jordan was flooding and they were afraid that they would not be able to cross over the promised land. But God gave them a way to cross it. And they crossed it over to the other side. And there Joshua at that time was the leader. And he told them to go and pick up 12 stones from the river, big stones, inside the water, and bring it to the land when they crossed over and erect them there for the generations to see as memorials how God has kept them through the floody river of Jordan to get to the other side. And Jacob erected a stone called Bethel, at Bethel, a pillar after God spoke to him. Rachel's tomb is another stone marker. Many, many others that I don't have to tell you. There's so many memorials and structures that are standing markers of major events and people in history. But these are all stories marking one important thing in the Bible and in our lives when we look at it, is that through all there, it was God who was good, even though the circumstances were changing. And even among the good and the ugly and the bad, through it all, God was good during those times. So these have stones make stories, marking the faithfulness of God. The events of our life, as we look back, we can find these kind of memorial stones many times. That's why I told you to take some time every day or the rest of the year, next couple of days, to sit down and write this down. And those are milestones or markers, like these stones that Israel and the people in the ancient times marked, that says, thus far the Lord has helped us. They stand as reminders, they testify that something has happened, something worth remembering. And if stones could speak, perhaps they would say exactly what Samuel called that time, thus far the Lord has helped us. Today we may not raise pillars of granite or carve these kind of stones, but we still mark our milestones. We frame photographs. We save letters, we keep journals, light candles, or place flowers on our dear ones' graves, and do a lot of other things to memorialize some of the things that we want to memorialize. All of these things are telling us, do not forget what God has done. Memory shapes our faith. And memory prepares to go forward for tomorrow. So always take a moment to reflect and memorialize these things. Thus far, God has helped us. And also that phrase, thus far, does not mean that journey is finished. That word, thus far, means so far God has been with us, we have more to go in our lives. So there is a forward-looking statement in that phrase also. There is some more ways to go that we are continuing our journey. So we stand at this point in life, whether at the end of this year or maybe when the new year comes, the beginning. It becomes living stones of testimony saying that the Lord has helped us thus far and by His grace, He will lead us on. The story invites us to remember, testify and trust God's promises. We are going to remember our journeys together. As a church, we have gone through many things this past year. Many of us have gone through many different situations in our lives. We worshiped together and we celebrated together many things. And we also grieved together and felt the pains of sickness and sufferings together. Many of us had to go through. But these are milestones, even though some of them are painful. These are milestones that we can mark and look at it back one day and say, when I was in pain, when I was fallen, when I was suffering, it was not good at that time, but there was something good that kept me through because God was with me during that time. Anytime I look back, the most painful times in my life is when I felt the presence of God the better, the best. So I thank God for those painful times. Many, many, many saints can testify to that. Because we get closer to God during that time and we can feel the presence of God. When we walk through difficult moments, we carry our burdens together. When there are moments when we find ourselves how we are going to make it, there is a God who can meet us where we are and keep us through. We are here now worshipping and still believing and we're still standing. Not because of what we have done. It is because of what God has done in our lives. The psalmist says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in Psalm 27. He said, unless he trusted in God, that he would have lost his heart, meaning he would have lost his mind. That's what he's saying. So some of us probably came close to saying that this past year. I would have lost my mind, lost my heart, except that God was with me by giving us the strength for every day, each time that things were not turning out well. Not every testimony from our life may be dramatic. Sometimes God's faithfulness looked like just enough strength to go on. Sometimes it looked like peace in the middle of a storm and uncertainty. Sometimes it is like people showing up at the just time for our help. So as we reflect on our lives at the close of this year, let us thank God for this past year. Just like Jeremiah writes, because of the Lord's great love that we are still here. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. We were not consumed is the testimony of this year. We were tested, but we are still here. We were tested to the point that we thought we were going to fall, but God has carried us with his eternal arms. Everlasting, beneath are the everlasting arms. So even when we falter and fall, we don't fall to the ground, we will fall into his hands. So let us set up Ebenezer's in our lives. We can that declare God's provision when we were unsure. God protected us in the ways that we didn't even see. God guided us even when the road ahead was unclear. He opened ways for us when there was no way. We know that there are still prayers that we are waiting for answers. We know that there are still hopes we are still forming in our hearts. But God gave us what we needed for each step, and he will need us the grace to take the next step. As we, if God willing to step into the new year, we can say at the close of the end of this year and say, thus far, the Lord has helped us. Means that the journey is not finished, but we have a long way and journey to go with God. The Lord himself will go with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hudson Taylor was a great missionary to China. He was a medical doctor. He went with his friend Dr. Parker, two doctors, went from England to China in those difficult times. And when they went there, the things were not very good. There were tribals and people who worshipped idols, and they had to face a lot of opposition from those people. Some of them are violent. So his friend, Dr. Parker, after about a few weeks, packed up and left back to England. But Hudson Taylor and his wife and children stayed back. And the price that he had to pay for staying back for the work of the Lord there was very, very costly. His wife died, and he had to bury her with his hands. And leaving the four children with him. And he had a little church and a fellowship there with the people that have converted at that time. They gathered together. One day, they didn't have enough food. They didn't know how to go on. But they used to get some regular help from the church back in England. But sometimes they would not show up because of the delivery delays at that time. They didn't have any money or any food. One day the cook said, the last bag of rice has been opened. And then Taylor said, Lord's time for helping us must be close then. And so it was. Before the rice was completely gone, a bag of rice showed up at their doorstep. They didn't know where it came from, but somebody from the land thought that they needed food, and they got a bag of rice to continue for the next day. I mean, he has written that in his book. So sometimes the times that God takes us through may be painful, but we may not understand. His dear friend left him alone there. His wife died, and with four children that he had to take care of. But through it all, God's presence was with them to continue the ministry there. And that's how the Christianity started in China. And when he died, he told them to put a mantelpiece on his tomb. And he says that First Samuel 7:10 says, Ebenezer, hitherto hath Lord helped us. People of God, as we leave this world, the only thing that we can mark on our tomb graves is that hitherto that Lord has helped us. Nothing else. What else do we have? Everything is fleeting. Momentary, they go away. But the Lord who is with us today will be with us tomorrow. And he will be with us through the dark of night as we step into the next eternity. As I walk through the shadow valley of death, he is going to be with us. What a great comfort that we have today as we reflect on our lives. May we thank God for everything that he has given us, even if it's good or bad. He is a good God, and he will continue to be good to us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, as we reflect on all the things he has done in our lives. Amen. As I said, I want to take a moment to pray. And if you want to come during that prayer time and kneel in the altar, this is the time to do that. Or you can pray wherever you are. Let us pray. Let us pray together. Faithful and gracious God, as we come to the end of this year, we pause in gratitude. You have been our help in times of joy and in times of sorrow. You have walked with us through seasons of certainty and seasons of doubt. We thank you for every blessing we recognized and for every mercy we did and we did not see. When we were strong, you rejoiced with us. When we were weak, you carried us. Forgive us for the moments we trusted on our own strength, more than we trusted yourselves, O God, trusted in your promises. Renew our faith as we step into a new year. Go before us in the days ahead, O God. Guide our steps, guard our hearts, and deepen our trust. Help us to walk humbly, love generously, and serve faithfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountain. It is 251 in the Blue Book. It's also on the screen. We will sing 251. Okay, we'll sing all the verses of that song, 251. If you are able, please stand. Because the God who brought us through the waters of storms behind us is the same God who walks with us into the days ahead. And today we can stand and look back and say with the people of Israel and Prophet Samuel that thus far the Lord has helped us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.